coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your laboring couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 23rd, 2012.
And this is episode 57 in the house.
Prom number.
Yeah, it is. Wait a minute. Let me see.
I bet you it's a prom number.
I hope it is. It probably is.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Is 57 a prime number?
Yeah, it's not divisible by 3, I don't think.
Somebody said, why isn't it 57? It's not.
It is. It is not because it's divisible by 3. Yep, 19. 19 times 3 is 57.
I'm horrible at math. This is why it was not prime. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but Buxley, I'm wrong. It's not a prime. Math was not my first subject.
Renee. So again, this week we are doing a live show,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
57 is a prime in Buxley land.
And
I want to come join your land. Everything's a prime.
So you can if you ever want to see us go live on twitch.tv. / ValentineCast. You also can go to justin.tv/ValentineCast and you'll be able to watch us live. So in the audience today, we have Mr. Buxley and Mr. Pellel watching today. So thank you guys for coming out.
I know. That's two more than last week.
Holy I know.
Crap.
I know. So
keep going. We're going to have like
six.
If we get one every week, we're going to have like 50 soon.
Right.
Isn't that awesome? I don't think that's how it's going to work, though.
Right. So one of the things that, you know, I require of our audience is that, you know, to kind of help me make sure my levels are okay on Twitch. Because sometimes a little bit louder out there than what I'm hearing. So
this weekend.
Weekend wrap up.
I'm going to talk about something I did on the way home. In my weekend wrap up, I went to the grocery store to pick up a couple things.
Uh huh.
And I passed by this cart of Easter candy.
Right.
They had Peeps for 10 cents a pack.
10 cents.
How could I walk past that cart filled with Peeps?
Easy. I do it all the time because they are an abomination.
No, they're not. They're regularly $1.50. 10 cents a piece.
Peeps are horrible.
I only got two packs. So, Peeps for my Peeps. I got two packs of Peeps. And here's how I do my Peeps. I open them up and let them stale.
Right.
And then I eat them.
Right.
And so, it's awesome. So, I'm going to eat them in a week.
And you offered to get me some on the way back. And I said, yes, get me some, please.
No, that's what you said. Because you let me know what you were going to do with them.
What?
You didn't just say, hey, get me some Peeps. You're like, I wonder how hard they can get so I can throw them at Sammy.
I did.
But, guys, he doesn't really mean it. He wouldn't hit Sammy with a rock hard Peep. But
I wouldn't.
He'd be curious to know.
Oh, if you see me.
I can see you. This is not like how it used to be. I can actually see you now.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm sad. I got a green package of Peeps, and I got a purple package of Peeps, and it probably has enough food coloring to cause cancer or something, but I like Peeps, so sue me.
I might try one just to see if I still find marshmallowy.
That is like the ultimate guilty pleasure, zero nutritional value whatsoever,
right?
But I still like them. So
one other thing we did this weekend was a weekend project that we had going on, and we actually put in a pathway to our backyard. And one of the things that we did a lot of work.
And when I say we, a ton of work.
We have to say thank you to Wayne and Chris for coming out and helping a brother and a sister put in the pathway in our backyard.
Because I was like, oh, we can do that. Okay, I take that back. We cannot have done that by ourselves. I take all of that back. It wouldn't have looked as good. It wouldn't have been as straight. Yeah, it would have been janky.
Right.
So, and for those of you in the chat room, you can see screenshots and we'll post. And we actually have a video coming up of time lapse kind of how we did it. So I'll get that edited sometime this week.
Well, I think I'm going to edit it.
Because, you want to edit? Oh, yeah, I'm going to edit it. Go on and do it. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this time. And because, you know, even though I had you record it, you know, because I kind of put this down for it.
I have no problem.
And I have to make sure that there's no audio from all the cursing that we did while we were.
Just take off the audio. That'd be fine. Yeah. Or you can break it up and take off audio on certain parts. But, so the pathway looks awesome. Yeah. And see, so it was tough. The hardest part was digging.
For Wayne and I. Not for you and Chris.
Well, no, I say the hardest part was still digging. All right. For your all's end, like on these houses, when they got done with the gravel, they would just stick it in the asphalt. Yeah. They would just stick it on the ground and cover it with sod. So the whole ground was filled with gravel. So they had to dig through.
And it was just horrible. It was like we were really digging for ore.
Yeah. So you had to do that. And, the digging was tough. We didn't go down as far as we probably were supposed to, but it still looks good.
We were supposed to go down like 6 inches.
We went down like three.
We went about maybe 4 inches down, which was good that we did because we didn't have enough sand and we probably didn't have enough gravel to go down.
No, I think we would have had enough gravel.
I don't know.
We still have all that gravel left.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
we got up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And we went to go get the plate compactor from the rental place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up getting 180 pavers. And these pavers were 17.58 pounds. Is that right?
17 and a half pounds each.
17 and a half pounds each. 180 of them. So this is 3,100 and some odd pounds.
And we had to rent a truck, and the truck weight limit was 3,000 pounds.
And so what happens is, when you rent a truck from Home Depot, they're armed with this alarm that if it's overweight, it makes this buzzing noise like, but when it goes into drive, it turns off. So we pull up the house with the load, put it in drive, and it's like 10 o'clock, not everybody's up. And the whole neighborhood just hears.
I know. I was like, we have to get this alarm. So Jay came up with the jankiest way to get the alarm to turn off.
Right. So what I did, I actually went into the truck, and then I put the parking brake on. I turned the ignition all the way on to not turn the truck on and just put it down in the drive. You know, so I just put it into gear and we moved all those bricks from the bed of the truck to the driveway in less than 30 minutes.
Okay, my back was hurting. It was so bad.
Yeah, and the kicker was it was just really horrible, really horrible. And it was a good workout because you were thinking about doing your shape 2012.
I was gonna do your shape. After that day, I didn't have to do your shape.
Because, I mean, we got a lot of the, you know, the movement where you take the power ball and you're moving it.
The power ball.
Whatever it's called. The weighted ball.
Yeah.
You know, we got a nice workout, you know?
Yeah. So, it ended up looking great. We put sand in the cracks, and we have to go over it again in a couple of weeks with a couple more bags of sand.
Right.
But it's exciting. So, that was our first big project, and the next big project is not going to be probably till the fall, but we're going to rip up, no, we're going to overlay the floor in our shed.
Right.
Because the shed floor is really soft in places, so we're just going to overlay it with the new floor, and that'll be awesome.
Right, definitely. So. And totally, totally excited about doing that with Wayne. He's going to come down.
Yeah, because we know nothing about that, so we need his expertise again.
And I think Chris is actually going to, he may help.
Oh, that'd be cool for, I'm not sure. For free pizza again.
He may not help. I'm just saying that so that I can put him on the, put him out there so that he can help.
Okay. So, that took up all day Saturday.
Right.
I remember Saturday, we did not move. After the path was done, we just laid there. It was so funny. And then Sunday, we cleaned the house, and we went over to my mom and dad's house for dinner.
Yep.
Because we never say no going over there.
My mom and plus, we were already tired.
Yeah. You know,
we were really tired.
I was like, cook or... Actually, I did cook for the next day.
You did. So. You did.
But after dinner, we were sitting around talking, and my mom got an iPad for her birthday for Christmas. No. She just got it from your coworker.
Uh-huh.
And she says she loves it. And my mom's all like, tell me your favorite apps and da, 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 da. And then you sign them up for,
iCloud. Yeah. Because she has a new iPad and everything. And so
it was great.
It was hilarious trying to figure out what was being written up
to
iCloud.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, how do I go to the cloud?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, mom, she was like, how do I see everything that's put up in the cloud? I was like, well, mom, you're doing it on your iPad.
Right.
You can't really see this document. She'd like want to see a list of every little thing that was going up in the cloud. I was like, mom, that's kind of not how it works, but
right.
It was so funny. And they were trying to figure out, and my dad couldn't understand some things. And
you know, and you was trying to tell your mom to get her own iTunes account. And then he was like, I'm not going to use any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to get an iPad.
So, and then mom was like, why did I always say your dad's name over everything? I was like, cause you're using dad's iTunes account.
Right.
But it was fun. I am happy they're getting more into tech. I'm going to make my family more like me day by day. They're going to be tech savvy soon.
And speaking of family, I have to say hi to my cousin Lexi.
Hi, Lexi.
She's actually watching us on the broadcast.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. So, hi, Lexi. Hope you're doing well in school and everything. Tell your mom and tell my grandma. Tell grandma I said hi, too. I have to give her a call. A little family shout out there. So, yeah. And with that, we're going to jump on into a little bit of media.
Media.
All right. So
we did good this week.
We did.
We did good this week.
So last week we rolled a 80 and a 76, and we got to see a movie called For Colored Girls.
Oh my gosh, this movie is too much.
And we were really excited about watching Colored Girls.
Okay, yeah, because it's based off of a play called For Colored... Hold on, I got to get the exact name because it's...
So we were excited because we've heard... Well, it was based off this play that Renee's about to tell you the name of it.
Yeah, it's For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough.
I didn't know that was the full name
of it. Yes, that's the full name.
Okay.
And it's a 1975 experimental play by Tozake Shange.
Right.
So it's
from 1975.
Like and yep, and it's performed off Broadway and on Broadway, and actually was nominated for a Tony.
Right.
In 77. So it's just little poems about different women and stuff like that.
Yeah, different stages of life that are having to deal with different stuff, and what it is, it's directed by Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking these poems. Think of Mamma Mia, that's kind of written around ABBA songs. They made this play to revolve around ABBA songs. So what Tyler Perry did, he made this movie that's revolving around these poems, these 20 poems.
Mm-hmm.
And they are within this movie.
Right.
And he made it all fit together. And the thing, oh my gosh. Had I known some of this stuff, and when I checked in to get glue and I was reading some of the comments, it made me understand why some of the people were like, halfway through the movie, I had to stop watching. And it's not because it's bad. I mean, it is really just because it makes you sad.
Yeah, it's very depressing because a lot of the poems dealt with the hardships that African American women were going through. So that's why a lot of the poems are kind of depressing. But it's a very strong movie.
Yes.
It stars a lot of talented actresses.
Felicia Rashad, Whoopi Goldberg, Janet Jackson,
Kimberly Elise was the best.
I took all the ones that you probably...
No, that's fine. Kimberly Elise, Tessa Thompson, yep. I think is yep. her name. So, and Janet Jackson is in here, but I think she did okay, but she wasn't the best.
She looked great.
Yeah, she looked pretty... Well, I don't know. She looked kind of weird.
She always looks weird. But she still looked good.
So, a lot of people said it was too dramatic. It was a little over the top. But I saw it as more of like a Broadway play. And
right.
You know how Broadway plays can be over the top.
They're
you know?
Supposed to shock you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be like out there. And that's kind of like how it was. So, I actually liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. And that... If I'm thinking about it, I think that's the first movie that when we hit that middle part, I actually had to stop the movie.
Yeah.
And take a break because it was like.
You had to go make popcorn.
I had to go make popcorn. It wasn't because I wanted popcorn, but I needed to get my mind off of what I just saw.
Yeah. It's very strong. And it's not for children at all. It's very strong content.
I think if that was a play, you know, it was a play, but if it was a Tyler Perry remake play or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think that's probably where intermission would happen. Not because of the middle, just because of the fact of that happened.
People need a break.
People, you would emotionally need a break right there. And it was, it took me a good...
So, if you aren't into a strong content, then that might not be the movie for you. So, yeah. And then we also watched the movie Jay was so happy about. You watched The Expendables.
Yes, we got to watch The Expendables. And I will say that I'm not a gun person, but I am in love. I'm infatuation with the AA-12 shotgun that Terry Lewis had, that automatic shotgun.
Terry Crews.
Oh, Terry Crews had. That shoots 250 rounds of shotgun shells in under a minute. That was awesome.
It was ridiculous. That's all.
That was so ridiculous. Awesome. That movie was such a guy shoot 'em up movie, action packed, blow up, loud.
But I liked it for what it was. It was. There was lots of explosions. There were famous people. They had old Rambo and old Terminator in there. Yep. Old Bruce Willis. I mean, they had old everybody.
Yeah, everybody was pretty old. It was
except Terry Crews. I think he's probably one of the youngest.
No, I think he's pretty old.
They had Dolph Lundgren himself in that movie.
Dolph Lundgren was great. He was pretty good.
Yeah. So Expendables was good if you're looking for blow 'em up, explosions, and lots of machismo, Expendables is good to go. And there's an Expendables 2 that's coming out.
Machismo. So. Spell it.
M-A-C-H-I-S-M-O. Machismo.
I had it right in my head.
That's awesome.
Because you're awesome. So now, is this week with Movies by Chance going to be just as good?
Oh, or are we going to get some stinkers?
Oh, no stinkers.
148
is going to be... Primal Fear.
What is that about? What's the description say?
When a blood-splattered, altered boy is found running from a murder scene, his conviction seems certain, but his attorney is determined to win the case. Richard Gere and Laura Linney.
I like Richard Gere.
Yep.
All right.
You know Richard Gere?
When was that made?
That was made in 1996. Did you know that Richard Gere used to hang out in Lincoln, Nebraska?
I didn't know that. Why would he hang out there?
There was a strip club that was one of his favorites.
Oh, that's nice. I did not know he was at a strip club. That used to be a big deal
when he used to land in the airport and he would come down.
Was there a certain girl he liked, I guess?
It was.
It was like Pretty Woman, except for the stripper instead of a hooker.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe that's where they got the idea.
Okay, Nebraska connection.
120
is Punch Drunk Love.
This is a movie I've heard but never seen. Will you read the description?
Barry, a salesman prone to proxyism of destructive rage, finds his life refreshed when he meets Lena, who falls in unconditional love with him. Has Adam Sandler and Emily Watson.
Oh, Yeah, I think I heard this is one of his good roles, like one of his serious roles, I think.
Yeah.
So, this isn't a bad week.
Nope.
It could have been bad, but it's not a bad week.
They're both at the top. We have Primal Fear and Punch Drunk Love.
Okay, good.
Primal Fear has 4 stars, by the way.
What does Punch Drunk Love have?
2 and it's almost 3 stars.
Mm,
it had just the little tip on the on the right side. Isn't filled in. You are so bad.
Okay, moving
and
on.
We still need to watch this one movie that Pell-El. Since Pell-El's in the audience,
okay,
you know, I have to movie? Say The Nature of Existence.
Okay, maybe we'll try to watch that too.
Yeah, I put that on when we were talking about Orrin Scott Card.
Okay,
you know, Orrin Card Scott, whatever dude's name is from Ender's Game. You know who you are.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'm still playing WoW, and I still love it. A lot of people are saying, oh my God, you're still playing WoW.
You're playing the Panda game?
Jay doesn't play as much anymore. I'm not even playing the beta.
Well, I'm not playing because there's nothing really for me to do.
Okay, so what I'm doing, I am leveling
I am playing a little bit. I did start an Iron Man character.
That's true. I'm playing a Tauren. Hey, Bachka. I'm playing a Tauren Paladin, and I am going through doing every single quest in all the zones. So that's kind of what I'm doing, because that's where I get my enjoyment of WoW, is the quest. Even if they're gray, I'm doing them, because I haven't experienced them since Cataclysm came. So everything's new. So yeah.
Yep.
Oh, Buxley, I hate PvP. All right. I'll tell you why I hate PvP. Because I could lose. That's why I hate PvP.
That's why we haven't played Dominion yet. Quit reminding her.
No, that is not why I haven't played. Hey, you were supposed to blame my dad for me not liking
Dominion. Yeah, well, there was so much more stuff I got to pick on him about while we were there, so I didn't get the chance to blame him for losing. So, about you hating to lose.
So I'm still enjoying WoW, and I'm probably never going to drop the sub, so take that, haters.
Yep.
So,
I got to say a shout-out to my bud Greg D out on the West Coast.
Awesome.
Used to work with him at the state of Nebraska. What's going on, Greg, in the chat room?
So, and then another MMO is calling my name.
Yeah.
It is Terra. So we played the Terra beta about a month back.
Yep.
And I thought it was gorgeous. I played Final Fantasy XI for a long time, and the art was amazing. And I was hesitant to get into WoW because it was cartoony, but the gameplay got me with WoW.
Right.
So Terra gives interesting gameplay and beautiful graphics.
And she gets a Pegasus mount, I believe.
A Pegasus mount.
What it's down to? We can just watch My Little Pony and save some money.
I mean, shut up.
The Netflix, they have the Netflix. That sound like the internets,
the
Twitters.
Internets have the Netflixes.
But nah, Netflix has My Little Pony.
No, I went. Shut up. I want to play Terra because I've been thinking about Terra ever since we kind of stopped playing, and I loved how it was. So I think I'm going to try it. And
that's why you've been sad at night.
And it's not why I'm sad at night. I'm sad at night because your face. But but anyway, so and plus I kind of miss hanging out with the guys. And since we don't like Star Wars anymore, we don't get to hang out with the guys anymore. And right. At least some people are going to be playing Terra.
Oh, so it's about Serve and Casey and all those guys. Man, forget them punks, man. Nah.
So, and just to let you all know, if you didn't get a chance to play Diablo 3, they will be closing its doors, or they have closed their doors on their beta.
They did. I think it was earlier. I remember seeing.
Okay, they have closed their doors on their beta for Diablo 3. You missed your chance if you didn't get an invite. Sorry. But that means it's really close.
But if you did have an invite, and I mean, if you were there earlier before the open beta, you know, if you want to play, I mean, Buxley, Ralph, you and I, we ran it real quick after a show.
It was fun.
And we beat it within like 20 minutes again. So, you know, we can do that again. We haven't launched the client in a while.
Yeah, because soon you won't be able to get into the beta, period. Like, they're closing the beta.
I would assume it probably a couple of days before.
Yeah, because I think Scott and Terpstra talk about they're closing it totally.
Okay.
So, Yeah, we're definitely going to play. I'm really excited. And it's coming out soon. What, May 15th?
May 15th.
Oh my gosh, it's so close. It's like three weeks away.
Yep.
And we'll be playing Diablo 3.
Yep. So. Oh, I can't believe we didn't talk about this.
What did we talk about?
I think it's next week. Is it next week?
What's next week?
Oh, we have another show before next week. Avengers comes out.
I know. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We don't have much to talk about, except that we're going to go see it on opening night, I guess.
And that's the day of what day is that for the Derby? What's it called? Oaks.
The Oaks, where the Phillies run.
That's when the Phillies run.
Yeah, that's when the girls, because the girls aren't good enough for the boys. Actually, every now and then we have a Philly run.
May 1st is the closed date for that. Beta for thanks, people that's in closed.
Thanks, Buxley. Yep. So if you don't get a chance to run before May 1st, you're done until the 15th.
So last week we talked about Dominion and how quickly it was when we come into our house. We got it on Tuesday, which was next day. And Dominion is a tabletop game that's good for two to four people for the one that we have. And we haven't had a chance to play it because we've been sort of busy this week, trying to catch up on TV and everything. And what, you know, but we plan on playing it this week, hopefully, and everything.
So I'm trying to set my mind. It doesn't matter if I lose. It doesn't matter if I lose. Because ever since I was young, my thought was, if I lose, they're going to laugh at me.
Because.
So I still have that juvenile mentality in my head.
And this is when I blame your father. Because when you did the tug of war and your team lost in tug of war, your dad, because he liked to videotape everything, videotaped you throwing a fit mm-hmm. and being upset about being losing and everything. And then your dad, being who he is, when he had company over, he always loved to show it. Watch Nay here. She about to go off. You know, she's really upset.
Yeah. So I think, well, isn't that just a cop out just to blame my dad for that? You know?
We can do that because we know he's probably not listening right now. So
okay, all right, that's fine. So I'm gonna play Dominion.
Blame you, Mr. Crocker.
So I'm gonna play Dominion, and I am going to not care. I'm just gonna focus on having fun.
Right.
So we're gonna play that maybe tomorrow or Wednesday.
Right. So hopefully, you know, we get around to playing that and everything, and
yep,
see what it's about. I have to learn it and everything.
No spoilers, but Mad Men and Game of Thrones, amazing again this week. There were plenty of WTF moments in Game of Thrones.
And in Mad
Men. And in Mad Men. There were plenty. Like, somebody mentioned, like, the story didn't move along much last season, but it moved, but it's moving along plenty this season. Like, stuff happens.
Yeah, so it was kind of a trippy night last night. What gets me is, like, this is the only time where the shows don't last long enough. I mean, we're watching Game of Thrones, and all of a sudden we look up, and it's over.
I wanted more. Like, you mean I have to wait a week
and then to see what happens? And then Mad Men is going, it's like, what?
I want two-hour shows of those, because Sunday is my TV night. Most of the time, I'm sad about Sunday, but I'm like, oh, Sunday's my TV day.
Yep.
So I'm excited.
And
then
it's funny because D now, he doesn't want to watch it every week. He wants to come every 2 weeks so he can have 2 hours of it.
That's so funny.
And that's pretty good. And thanks to Nicole Spag for recommendals, which you listened to on the morning stream. I think it was last Tuesday. And she told you.
Thursday?
That's Wednesday?
Thursday.
One of those days.
Let's say Thursday.
Okay. And she told you that Bob's Burgers was on Netflix, which was great because Bob's Burgers was on Hulu Plus the first season, and we started watching it, and then all of a sudden, it went away.
Okay. And what have you always said? Oh, it's Hulu Plus. They're not going to take shows away because we're paying for it.
Yeah, because we're paying for it.
And then what happened?
They took it away. And it went to Netflix. See, it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. It's there for 364 days, so we had to finish the season before the end of the year.
We'll probably finish the season before we go to Nerdtacular.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Bob's Burgers is a cartoon about this guy named Bob who owns a burger shop called Bob's Burgers.
That's why it's called Bob's Burgers.
Yep, with his wife and his three children who are hilarious.
They are great.
And the voice of Bob is the same guy. Okay, I haven't seen Archer. I want to, but he's the same guy who's an Archer.
Okay.
And he's also the coach McGurk from Home Movies. Okay. Which I love Home Movies. So it has, the humor is right on point.
It is.
It's hilarious.
And one of my favorite things about Bob's Burgers is that they always have a special burger of the day that's on the chalkboard. And it's like one of those things that I didn't notice until the third show that it changed.
Yeah. Like one time it was Olive and Let Die Burger.
Yeah. Olive and Let Die
Burger. Come with olives.
You know, with olives.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious watching, you know, I can't remember what the Thank Goodness It's Friday. Fried Eggs.
Yeah. Thank Goodness It's Fried Eggs Burger.
Yeah, it was like Fried Egg Burger and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was really funny, you know, just watching the burgers and whatnot and seeing, you know, the changes for that. And it's just really
good. It's a really good show. So check that out on Netflix if you have that.
Yeah, give them a check
Netflix
out.
Netflix streaming. Give it a check out.
And then, so this past week, also found out that Transformers Prime is on Netflix as well. And this is the 2010 cartoon of Transformers. It's kind of based around Michael Bay's Transformer, I've heard some people say. But it's really good. I was actually shocked with it, you know. Yeah, Bumblebee doesn't talk, and that's kind of, you know, it kind of annoying a little bit. But with some of the other characters, you know, Bulkhead and stuff like that, really makes up for it.
Right.
And, I mean, I think they have a compelling story, and I love the art of it and everything. So it's not horrible, and yeah, it's entertaining for me.
I like Transformers. I mean, I have to interrupt this because Pelel tweeted that Jim is streaming on Netflix. Who you is? Don't know. Jim. Truly outrageous. Truly outrageous. Whoa, Jim.
Oh.
The cartoon from the 80s. Oh my gosh. Jim and the Holograms? And the Misfits?
I have to look it up.
Okay. Well, Synergy on. She had the earring. Okay. I was in love with Jim. Loved it. So I might have to check it out to see if it's as bad as I think it's going to be. Because I think it's going to be really bad.
I do remember this. I remember watching this at my cousin Brian's house.
But I am going to watch that because
it's
horrible. But I loved Jim. I would rush home every day.
Wasn't there something special about her earrings or something
like
that?
Yeah, yeah. The earrings. She would press the earring and say Synergy on and she would turn it to Jim.
Oh my goodness. I do remember this. And my cousin and I, we didn't want people to know that we watched it.
It was He-Man. I don't remember the order, but I know He-Man, She-Ra, and Jim came on, I think, around the same time. Or was Jim Saturday morning? Okay, Jim was Saturday morning. She-Ra was like every day, like 4 o'clock.
Oh man.
So yeah, I'm a watch it. It's gonna be so bad, and then I'm gonna be like, why did I think that was good?
Yeah, some of that stuff you have to be careful of. You know what I'm saying? So, and then also we started watching this week. I think last week was The Legend of Korra, the new season of Airbender.
Yeah, it's really good. Airbender.
And
I
so,
like it.
Yep. So we watched the first two, or the extended first episode, which was episode 1 and 2. We have episode 3 recorded that we need to watch, right, and then we'll be caught up. But it's really good. I'm really excited with what they're doing with the new Avatar and everything.
Yep. It takes place 100 years after the last
70, season. Actually.
70 years after the last one.
I was corrected by Mike today at work.
Sorry. 70 years after the first one.
Right. So I have to thank Azixa, too, for he actually hooked us up with those episodes early. I didn't get a chance to watch them, but I still want to say thanks to him for, you know, thinking about us so that we can, you know.
Yep. I'm excited to keep watching it because I might have to watch the series over again because, yeah.
Right. And then last night was the premiere episode of Veep.
Haven't watched it, but I am interested in watching it. I just want to give a little heads up. We'll probably talk about it next week. I actually heard it's good. So I'm interested in seeing how it is because they always focus on the president in shows like this. So it's nice to see how the vice president fares, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah. So, Veep. It stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's 90210, right?
No, she was on Seinfeld. Don't you get the rage of the Seinfeld fans? Buxley, I want to see Fringe. It's on our list. Haven't seen it yet. I know. I'm horrible. It's on our list.
I mean, there's so much TV we have to watch. Fringe. We have to watch.
Eventually, we have to watch it. You don't understand. I am completist, Jay. We have to watch it all.
Fringe. We have Archer. We have,
we have to finish 24 still. We're in the last season.
We have to start Big Bang Theory. We haven't watched Big Bang Theory.
It's bad. It's bad.
Maybe we need to cut out like some of the reality shows.
I'm not cutting out anything.
The reality shows have to go.
Everything. Yeah, there's Sherlock. That's definitely, yep. I heard that was really good.
Yep.
See? Stop it. Stop it.
All right. And with that, we're going to go to food because they keep posting shows.
The fridge is not prepared.
Now we're to food. We could talk about food.
We're safe. I don't have a lot of food to talk about per se. I did make a dish yesterday for today since I don't cook on Monday since this podcast day.
Right.
I made baked ziti, but they didn't have any ziti at the store, so I substituted penne.
Well, it fooled me because I thought it was ziti.
No. Well, I'm glad it fooled you. But it turned out really, really well. It was cheesy. It had provolone and mozzarella and parmesan and basil. And it had hot Italian sausage in it instead of ground beef. So it was so good. And I'll post a picture of it sometime this week and also post the recipe too because no, I didn't use the Cook's Illustrated recipe. I used it's a recipe on allrecipes.com. I get daily emails sent to me.
Yep.
So, I just kind of use those as they get sent to me.
Right.
But I heard that they have awesome cookbook. So, and then Jay has decreed this weekend to be
Bacon Weekend this weekend.
Jay wants to make use of his favorite lock and lock containers, these little mini casserole dishes.
Yes.
So he said we're going to make mini pies.
We're going to make a mini cherry pie, a mini apple pie, and then Tempest from Australia is going to get me a authentic Australian meat pie recipe.
I don't know. Meat pie. It's too much meat.
And then I'm going to make that. So on, Felicia Day and Will Wheaton and all them has started the What have they started? They started the
vlog.
Geek and Sundry.
Oh, Geek and Sundry.
And Felicia Day has, a vlog that she does every Monday called Flog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, has stuff like her five favorite things. And she does stuff she's never done before. And so this week she went to go cook with her homegirl from the guild. The other chick, not the Asian girl, but the other girl that's on there.
Cora.
So they made this Italian dish
mm-hmm.
that has like all this meat in it.
Too much meat.
And a fried egg on top and they bake
Mm-mm.
it. So I'm thinking about making one of those too, a little mini one.
Oh, because that's all you.
I mean, the meat pie. I mean, that's why I'm making the mini dishes because one, we don't need two huge
pies.
Apple pies.
This is true.
No, we don't need a huge apple pie. We don't need a huge cherry pie because we're trying to do better about watching how we eat and everything.
Thus me making two pies this week.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. But so, yeah, it's going to be baking weekend this week. Bacon weekend.
We can make it bacon weekend, too. No.
Well,
In my meat pie.
Well, people have bacon in their apple pie for whatever reason, but I will not be doing that.
Huh, so think of sweetened or candied apples.
I'm not putting bacon.
With bacon.
No, I'm not putting bacon. And you can put bacon. All right, I'll make two pies and you put bacon in your pie.
No, I'm not putting. I asked for the cherry pie, so.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to get to a little odds and ends. Valentine's. Odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Right.
So we wanted to wish a very happy birthday to Nicole Spagnolo.
Yep.
And it's awesome. And I also want to wish a happy birthday to Hikomori. It is also his birthday.
Yeah. And we have a few other people that are having birthdays this week that we want to
I forgot we need to do all the birthdays. Yeah. I'm slow today.
All right. Let me look it up because.
No, I have it right here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because I'm awesome. Okay, other people having birthdays this week. Okay. Wait, Nick from work.
Oh, Nick doesn't listen.
Well, okay.
Happy birthday, Nick from work.
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
It's whose birthday this week?
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
It's whose birthday this week?
It's Buxley's birthday this week.
It's Buxley's birthday.
So happy birthday to Buxley.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, man.
And I see who else. And it's also Gladian's birthday.
It is Gladian's
You all share birthday. The same birthday, Buxley. How about that? That's Thursday. And then Saturday is Sean's birthday. Is that Sean from work?
That's Sean from work.
I don't know Sean from work, but happy birthday.
Hey, Sean from work. go do some work. You lazy.
Go do some work.
You lazy.
So, yeah. So, happy birthday to all the people that are having birthdays this week.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, I'm not done.
That's the end of the show.
No, it's not. My sisters went to Vegas this weekend.
Okay. No, I'm playing.
So they didn't lose any money. Well, Kim said she didn't lose any money.
Well, no, that was yesterday. That was yesterday at like 3 p.m. So.
Anyway. No, she said that today, I thought.
No, I texted her. Or did you talk to her?
No, it was on Facebook.
Oh.
She said, I didn't lose any money, is what she said.
I didn't have time to look on Facebook today.
Whatever. But they went to Vegas and
I worked all day for all my coworkers that are watching.
And.
I didn't have
time. Number three, Nerdtacular tickets go on sale in a week.
This week, right?
Yeah, in one week they go on sale. Next Monday. Yes. Scott posted an update.
So he did say it's gonna be next Monday.
Yes. Well, he said in a week. And he posted that earlier today, so I'm assuming next Monday. Because he has to work out some things because people pledged more money to get certain tiers, even though they had sold out of them, and he said he would honor them, so he has to work out how many tickets he has left.
So never mind. Which, that's awesome of him.
So,
that's very awesome.
No, but he didn't think that they would sell out like that. That's why he didn't offer that many. But he would have if he thought people would have.
Okay.
He thought that he'd be having to beg for money at the end of the time.
So maybe he felt like you. You know how you don't, if you don't want to lose in PvP.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe that's why he put small numbers.
Maybe.
For different stuff so that he can fulfill it and feel. You know, little small goals. Yeah, maybe. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness. Those baking cups look like a heart attack, by the way. I just had to let you know that. But, okay.
What baking cups?
Buxley posted a link to baking cups.
You might have to throw them in the link in the show notes.
Baking cups?
No, just on no, like the a heart show attack. Notes so that people that may see it on the blog.
They might want to.
That did not have the luxury of watching the show live here on Justin.tv.
Oh, my God. Baking cups. I think I feel a pain in my left arm already.
Already?
Already.
You freaked out today because.
You said, oh, I got a pain. Under my left arm.
I know.
I was like, my God. You said under my left arm.
No, I said under my left shoulder is what I
no,
said.
No, you said under my left arm. And I was like, oh my God, we gotta go to the hospital. And you're like, no, on my back. I was like, oh.
And I was like, no, I said under my left shoulder. You heard arm.
Whatever.
Because you always look at me and you're like, oh, what's going to happen if you die, Jay? Let me go make a budget so that I know if I can live on my own.
Everybody should make a budget to see if they can live on their own. That's just practical. I'm not trying to kill you off.
But there's just something weird when you do that the next night. You're sleeping with a dagger by your bed.
I'm not sleeping with a dagger by my bed.
I don't know. It just makes me
okay, anyway, our contact information, you can reach us by email at valentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
And if you like to call us, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. If you'd like to reach me by Twitter, you can go to The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And if you want to, you know, follow Renee, you can follow her at The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. And if you want to watch this video, you can go to youtube.com/valentinecast. Or you can go to justin.tv or twitch.tv/valentinecast. And we'll have a video of this show out there. and hopefully have it edited down. So thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
I will say thanks to our live audience, Buxy and Pale Ale. Thanks for hanging with us tonight. And look forward to other people. And we say to you guys, have a great week. And we'll see you on Twitter. And to those that are listening now on your iPhone, your Android, your little whatever, all your little mobile devices. You know, have a great
whatever
week.
Whatever those things are. All right. And, bye, everybody.
We hope have you have awesome a great week. Time. You're interrupting me again.
Bye.
My beat I made.
Oh my god.
Bounce with it. Bounce with it.
It could
bounce
be
with it. Bounce with it.
It could be the background music to a CD movie.
Okay. I guess I can stop recording now. Bye.
Bye.
That's for the audio audacity, folks.